Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, a bit of breaking news here. People might have been aware that there was supposed to be a vote by the European Broadcasting Union tomorrow on whether or not Israel would be participating in the Eurovision next year. Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and media correspondent, is in. What's the latest on it, Evelyn?
God, it's changing. It's moving very fast this evening. So basically what we were expecting were maybe two things. The first thing was this vote on these measures. You and I discussed those measures before that might change things for next year. And then depending on how those discussions went, would they or would they not lead to a vote about Israel's participation in the EBU. So that's kind of what we were expecting before this General Assembly that's taking place in Geneva this evening. But literally in the last few minutes, we'd heard that they'd gone ahead with the vote on the secret, they'd gone ahead on a vote on the measures. We now know that those measures passed. I just have the numbers there. I think over 1,200 votes. This is all quite confusing. If you can imagine, you've a rake of broadcasters who are members of the EBU, and they get a certain amount of votes each. So depending, like maybe in Ireland, Ortiz is a member, TG Carr is a member of EBU, so votes can break down. So it's not really by country as well, right? So bearing all that in mind, when you hear 1,200 votes, that sounds huge. But if each member has up to 24 votes, that kind of explains why these numbers are very unwieldy, right? So what we do know is that the new measures were passed. So that's boxed off, these new measures, that juries are coming back for the semi-final, all that. But what we now know, just now, the EBU has just sent an email to say that this vote shows that they show clear support for the reforms. And what they have decided now is that this vote means that all EBU members who wish to participate in the Eurovision Song Contest 2026 agree to comply with these new rules, that they are eligible to take part. So the interpretation of this is that Israel, like any other country, if they decide that they will, that they want to participate and that they comply by the rules, they're welcome to participate. So it looks like, as I speak to you now, that that's what's going to happen. We know the Netherlands has pulled out. Avrotros, their broadcaster, has just issued a statement to say that they're withdrawing. RT, at this moment in time, we haven't got an update. They say the position stands, but we're waiting to obviously see developments now that the EBU has confirmed this. And I hope some of that made sense.
Okay, and there were some other broadcasters who, there were before
five,
all of this,
yes.
Was it Spain, Ireland,
yeah,
the Netherlands, Iceland,
and
Slovenia. Okay.
And the big thing was that Spain is one of the big five. So the fact that they were involved in this gave it huge heft as well, because they're one of the ones who contributes the most. They get straight through to the final. So the fact Spain was also part of this really gave it heft as well.
So as it stands this evening, we do not yet know if Ireland will be sending a song and will be participating in the Eurovision.
As I speak to you this minute, it doesn't mean it's not going to change as I walk out of the studio. But right now, speaking to you now, all I can tell you is that we have a statement from the Netherlands broadcaster saying that they're withdrawing. I cannot give you any more detail on that, but I'm sure it's all going to happen in the next few minutes. That EBU statement is really strong, I suppose, for people now. They're clear on their position and now they have to move, I suppose.
Choices. Statement to Reuters there, as you say, members show clear support for reforms to reinforce trust and protect neutrality of Eurovision Song Contest, allowing members to participate in neutrality, presumably meaning they're not going to involve themselves in political matters, which is something they try to
this
avoid.
This is the dance they've been trying to do. Yes, actually, the voting results, I have them here. So yes, those new measures were passed by 738 and no by 264. So that's a fairly overwhelming endorsement for the EBU, for these new rules. Things like you can only vote 10 times per device, that you have to have juries, as said, in the semi-final, all those kind of tweaks, and that they will strengthen the monitoring of the voting system, which is a big issue.
Just hear from the box there, Spain are out as well.
Right, and that's big because that's one of the big five. So
okay,
that's a very strong leadership in their view on that issue then.
So yeah, so what time is it now? We've another 20 minutes before we go off air. We might yet be hearing from you again, Evelyn.
Yeah, I won't go too far.
Okay, Evelyn, thanks a million. Evelyn O'Rourke, RTE's arts and media correspondent there. Thanks for joining us. Just a bit of an update to the story we were doing with Evelyn O'Rourke just shortly before the break on the Eurovision. The European Broadcasting Union, if you didn't catch it, said that as any member that could sign up to the new revised code of conduct on which members voted could take part in the Eurovision Song Contest next year, which means Israel will be able to enter the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest. A vote on that will not take place tomorrow. The decision of the EBU is that anybody who signs up to the code of conduct will be able to take part. Now, the Netherlands have withdrawn, Spain have withdrawn, and RTE has just released a statement for the last couple of minutes saying, following today's EBU Winter General Assembly in Geneva, at which Israel's participation in the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest was confirmed, RTE's position remains unchanged. RTE will not participate in the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest, nor will RTE broadcast the competition. It goes on to say that RTE feels Ireland's participation remains unconscionable given the appalling loss of lives in Gaza and the humanitarian crisis there, which the statement says continues to put the lives of so many civilians at risk. And it concludes by saying RTE remains deeply concerned at the targeted killing of journalists in Gaza during the conflict and the continued denial of access to international journalists to the territory. So that's the RTE statement released in response to that EBU vote. No doubt there'll be more on that from Evelyn O'Rourke throughout the evening.